You cowboys and know something. There's a new sheriff in town.
Good driver down, just ignore the county line. I've had enough of this old town, leaving it behind.
Tune in to The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss it. Join Cope for 2 full hours of political incorrectness, current events, gun talk, and so much more.
What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day?
Dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with 3 little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love
me. I got $100 more than my bill for.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning. Right through my pockets and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop your wad.
I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a rocking on gold. But there's up a storm and later on tonight we'll be working on doing all the wrong things.
That's right.
It's finally Friday.
Kid, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind. It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
All right, Pussy, get a pellet.
Yay!
Let's
That's right. That's right.
It is Friday, and welcome to Liberty Lounge. It is, I did make it in here live tonight, so it's, we're kind of catching up with the news here. I don't know if you've heard, they just had another, depending on which source you looked at, 6.9 or 7.1 earthquake in, near Ridgecrest, California, where they just had the other one, well, a day before yesterday, a 6.4 or 6.6. So they were reeling from the first one anyway, and this second one was quite a bit worse, and they're having a lot of trouble over there. You know, it's all a big joke about California sliding off in the ocean until it actually happens, and something like that happens. So we're definitely praying for those people out there, and hoping that all goes well. We've all got family and friends out there, or a lot of us do, and we're hoping that they are prepared and we're able to get through this all right. Let me get over here to the chat room. See what we. I may have just been talking to myself all this time. Let's find out here. Gotta click that button and see what pops up here. And by the way, the 64K server will be going away at the end of this month. It's paid up till, I believe, the 31st. Hey, Pumpkin Cat. Nan's in there. Tebow, 5x5. Thank you. And so it seems like everybody pretty much listens to the 32 anyway. So it's, the 64 is redundant, and we've probably been paying for it longer than we needed to. So as soon as this payment runs out, it's going to go away, make things a little bit easier to keep up with here. So hoping that we don't have if one of them went out, it was just a matter of punching a button there and you could listen to the other one. So now if one of them, or the only one goes out, then we'll just have to shut it down and wait till it comes back. But it's been pretty reliable. We haven't had a lot of trouble with it since for quite a while, since we've taken over the network. There's been very, very few times that it was actually Shoutcast's fault. What's that been, 4.5 years, and it's only been half a dozen times, maybe, that it was guaranteed, you know, confirmed that it was a Vozcast problem. So we'll try it and see how it all works here. I had every intention of... Wednesday night I had every intention of doing a 4th of July show, an Independence Day show, and I got off over there. We had kind of an emergency run to get over there on time, had a lot of confusion about whether we were going to go. We were in Flagstaff, Arizona yesterday, got there Wednesday night. And with all the confusion, I wound up getting there and forgot my laptop, which is the radio station, more or less. So it didn't happen. So we're going to kind of try to make up for it tonight a little bit. We've got a kind of a wide variety of stuff to go on. A lot of it's patriotic, a lot of what you'd call Americana type stuff. So I think you'll enjoy it. So, and Monday, there's no reason in the world we won't be here live and in living color Monday. We're changing formats and doing things a little bit different here, but I think you'll approve once we get everything running right. Okay, well, you didn't come here to listen to me. We've got some good music lined up for you here. So I'm going to, without further ado, I'm going to hop out of here and have our customary 10 seconds or so of dead air while we switch formats, and we'll be back with a vengeance with some good music for you. So stand by a minute.
packed your bags and shut the door. You crossed the sea to fight a war. You didn't know just what would happen to you. Stepped in the dirt, boots on the ground, and gunfire was the only sound. And to yourself, you whispered, hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hallelujah. 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 Every day and every night, you walk the walk, you fight the fight. You never saw the end inside, now did ya? The tears are washing a haze of red, the blood, the mud, too many dead. Your weary soul was crying, hallelujah. Hallelujah. To help you hear a shot. You know you're in a deadly spot. You never thought the day would come, now did ya? Your brother falls down to the ground. The enemy is all around. And from your lips you scream a hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strength to carry on. You thought it'd be much better back home, did ya? You try each day, keep pushing through, but the battle lives inside of you. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
To sing our national anthem, please welcome the Cactus Cuties.
Oh, so can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam? Broad stripes and bright stars through the
rocking down in Carolina. People down in Florida can't be still when old Leonard Skinner's picking down in Jacksonville. People down in Georgia come from near and far to hear Richard Best picking on that red guitar. So gather around, now gather around, chillin' deep down. Well, just get down, chillin', get loud. Well, you can be loud, yeah, and be proud. And you can be proud, yeah, and I'll be proud. You will be, because the South's gonna do it again and again. But he sure can play. And there's ZZ Top, and you can't forget that old brother Will is getting soaking wet. And all the good people down in Tennessee are digging Barefoot Jerry and CDP. Well, gather round, chill and get down. Well, you can get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can get loud, him, be proud. Well, you can be proud, him, be proud to a rebel, cause the South gonna do it again. Yes, it is.
The geeshy girls don't understand the lonely a serviceman when his heart is far away. To a girl in the USA, I wanna go stateside. Oh Lord, I wanna go stateside. I've heard say a man don't cry, but I can't keep my blue eyes dry. I've been away about 2 years, I know I've cried a million tears. I wanna go stateside, oh Lord, I wanna go stateside, oh Lord, I wanna go
was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game, we stand in our church services, and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." And Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry?" He said, "We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." He said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "If you will, scan the horizon of the sea." And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, "That's the entire British war fleet." He said, "All of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, "The war is over. These men would be free anyway." He said, "You can't shell that fort." He said, that's a large fort. He said, "It's full of women and children." He says, "It's predominantly not a military fort." They said, "Don't worry about it." They said, "We've left them a way out." And he said, "What's that?" He said, "Do you see that flag way up on the rampart?" He said, "We have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule." Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, "How many ships?" He said, "Hundreds." The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, "Men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch." As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says, "The sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs." He said, "It was absolutely impossible to talk or hear." He said, "Suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit." And he says, from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, "Tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us." 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling, every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, "It's still up. It's not down." The admiral came and he said, "Your people are insane." He said, "What's the matter with them?" He said, "Don't they understand this is an impossible situation?"
Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees. The Admiral said, we have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down. He said, we don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that. But he said, now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point. Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below praying. The prayer. God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it. Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds. The flagpole itself was at a crazy angle, but the flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he found had happened was that that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when hit had fallen. But men, fathers, who knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground, although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies were removed and others took their place. Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were patriots' bodies. He penned the song, O say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Or the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet fly and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? The debt was demanded. The price, it was paid.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallant. And the rockets break through, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He
walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. A thousand bucks went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he let it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see. But I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the brute. Ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
My people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
Back to history. Whole wide world could see this was the greatest place on earth. But now the bottom's falling out, the whole thing's going south. I owe more on this old house than it's worth. And if you can't see what's wrong, just turn your TV on. You're getting rich while the poor getting poor. God's getting less while the devil's getting more. Nobody's standing in his way. It's time for us to make a change and take back the USA. Send our jobs away somewhere overseas. And now the unemployment line, where I spend my time, that's the price I pay for being free. Everything's getting cheap. Who cares about quality? The rich are getting rich while the poor are getting getting poor. God's getting less while the devil's getting more. Nobody's standing in his way. It's time for us to make a change and take back the USA. With every day that goes by, the diggers to pay in debt. Ain't got no gold in the bank, but to keep on writing them checks. We better all stick together before it all comes undone. Cause the rich are getting rich while the poor are getting poor. God's getting less while the devil's getting more. Nobody's standing in the way. It's time to hit our knees and pray and take back the USA.
Forgive their sins and will heal their land.
Mine eyes have seen the glory
of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
He said, pardon me for being so bold. You got a cigarette that's already rolled? I gave him one and he lit it in his own good time. The smoke in that pool room hung like fog. When he talked, he sounded like a growling dog. He said, you care for a dollar on the 5 and 9? Now the man was ugly and his eyes were mean. His clothes were dirty, but his hands were clean. He held that stick like the mother holds the hand of a child. Well, I've been known to hustle a few. When the waitress said, is he playing you? And I said, yeah, bring me brandy. Water buy. Little Red Parker, he was way in the back, taking quarters and handling racks. I told him, Red, come up here. Glue him up tight. That brandy had me feeling warm, so I tipped that waitress and checked her form, and I said, honey, you like a winner, and she just smiled. I played like a man with a broken wrist. I won two, and he won six, and I had him set up, so I said, let's play for five. By this time, a crowd had gathered round just to see this fish and watch him drown. I told that waitress, more brandy, water by. Well, he went out and got a custom cue, and he said, no offense to you, I don't play off the wall with nobody but friends. It had gold initials and a leather grip, pearl and silver inlaid tip. He smiled at me and said, why don't we play it for 10? Well, I've never seen a man that walked who made those balls and table talk. They're speaking English. He sure didn't need my help. He broke the balls and kept that string for $187 in the ring, till I gave up and said, friend, you're gonna have to play by yourself. Well, he sacked it up and he walked outside, and I strolled out just to watch him ride. There's a blind that caddy built like the rest of that car. The boys in the pool room, they had him a laugh, and I hung it up, let it pass. Didn't have a thing but my elbows to put on that bar. The waitress smiled, says, water by. I took the charity and I thanked her twice, and sipping her sipping, and I suddenly had me a thought. Unlucky gambler and lucky in love, I guess you know what I was thinking of. I said, waitress, honey, what time do you get off?
Everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
She said if I ever deceived her, she'd be gone before I could count ten. I guess that I didn't believe her, 'cause look at the trouble I'm in.
She's gone, 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 gone. Pride won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster that train flies. Farther on down the track.
I lost every right to be happy. When I lost to heaven, I found. She warned me she'd leave, and she left me before my first tear hit the ground.
She's gone, 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 gone. Crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry,
if I only knew where to find her, I'd crawl there on my hands and knees. Each tick of the clock's a reminder, she's 1 second farther from me.
She's gone, 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 gone. Crying won't bring her back.
Sat in that long line of barber chairs, and the sergeant asked him, son, would you like to keep your hair? He said, yes, sir, as he heard those clippers buzz and hum. And the sergeant said, well, hold out your hand, 'cause here it comes. Sympathy. Do or die. So gung-ho to go and pay the price. Here's to leather necks, devil dogs and jar heads. Paris Island in July. Semper Fi. I sleep in my bed instead of a foxhole. I've never heard my boss tell me to lock and load. Ain't no bullet holes in the side of my SUV, because the kid next door just shipped out overseas. Semper Fi. Or die. So gung-ho to go and pay the price. Here's to leather necks, devil dogs and jar heads, and Paris Island in July. Semper Fi. For the few that wear the dress blues, haircut high and tight, who are proud to be the first ones in the fight. Semper Fi.
in jarheads. Paris Island in July. Never leave a man behind. A marine for life. Semper Fi.
There was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Didn't that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Dirt.
No, I'm wrong. You're lower than dirt. You're an ant. Let this be a lesson to all you ants. Ideas are very dangerous things. You are mindless, soil-shoving losers. Put on this earth to serve us.
You're wrong, Hopper. Ants are not meant to serve grasshoppers. I've seen these ants do great things. And year after year, they somehow manage to pick food for themselves and you. So who is the weaker species? Ants don't serve grasshoppers. It's you who need us. We're a lot stronger than you say we are. And you know it, don't you?
Well, Princess.
Hopper, I hate to interrupt, but...
You ants, stay back!
This was such a bad idea.
You see, Hopper, nature has a certain order. The ants pick the food, the ants keep the food, and the grasshoppers leave. I'm so proud of you, Flick!
Yeah, yeah!
Where are you going? They're just ants!
We'll be right back.
settle down. But something's coming over me. Woman, you have got a hold on me. And the reason just might be you're so good to me. Somebody's doing me right. Somebody's holding me tight. Sharing my days and my nights. Somebody I really like. Just took a hold of my hand. You make me feel like a man. There's been a change in my life. Somebody's doing me right. It's alright. It's alright. Setting my ways, thinking that love would only get in my way. But now I'm wanting to stay. I like this feeling of wanting to stay. Really is no mystery what brought on this change in me. You're the one who made me see how love was meant to be. Somebody's doing me right. Somebody's holding me tight. Sharing my days and my nights. Somebody I really like. Just took a hold of my hand. You make me feel like you're there. There's been a change in my life. Somebody's doing me right. It's alright. Alright. Somebody's doing me right. Somebody's holding me tight. Sharing my days and my nights. Somebody I really like. Just took a hold of my hand. You make me feel like a man. There's been a change in my life. Somebody's doing me right. Somebody's doing me right. Oh, oh, somebody's doing me right. Oh, 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 somebody's doing me right.
Seven lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking with the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. showed your photograph to some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching for you.
Oh, the cowards came by morning and attacked without a warning, leaving flames and death and chaos in our streets. And in the middle of this fiery hell, brave heroes fell. In the skies of Pennsylvania, on a plane bound for destruction, with the devil and his angels at the wheel. They never reached their target on the ground. Brave heroes brought it down. This is a righteous cause, so without doubt or pause, I will do what my country has to me. So the children of tomorrow can be free. Lead on red, white, and blue, and we will follow you until we win the final victory. God help us do our best. We will not slack or rest till the last fallen hero rests in peace. Now the winds of war are blowing, and there's no way of knowing where this bloody path we're traveling will lead. We must follow till the end, or face it all again. And make no mistake about it, write it, preach it, talk it, shout it, across the mountains, the deserts and the seas. The blood of innocence and shame will not be shed in vain. This is a righteous cause, so without doubt or pause, I will do
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the home down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and this big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
swift as a wind blowing free. With two eyes like firebrands aglow in the night, somewhere up there he's waiting for me. And he knows that I'm coming for him. I just can't rest till I find that raven black stallion who wears no man's brand with a wild, restless spirit like mine. They call him Caballo Diablo. Half horse, half devil, they say. Caballo Diablo, the hot dog. With the blocks of Sierra Madre. Chance one by one, but each met his fate when those flashing black hooves brought death neath the Mexican sun. Still I can't leave, I must find him. You fool of a horse, can't you see? I may be half man, but the other half devil, and you're just exactly like me. They call him Caballo de Amelo.
Watching over you. So lay me down. If you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, halfway around the world, I won't be there to see the birth of our little girl. I hope she looks like you. I hope she fights like me. Stands up for the innocent and the weak. I'm laying down my gun, hanging up my boots. Till Dad, I don't regret that I followed in his shoes. So lay me down in that open field out on the edge of town, and know my soul is where my mom always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, I'm already home. If you're reading this, there's gonna come a day when you move on and find someone else, and that's okay. Just remember this, I'm in a better place, where soldiers live in peace and angels sing amazing grace. So take me down in that open field out on the edge of town, and know my soul is where my mom always prayed that it would go. If you're reading this, if you're reading this, I'm already home.
Back home now, I know you're probably sleeping. Over here, it's the middle of the day. I finally found some time to write a letter. Sitting here, a half a world away. Heard about all them folks protesting, as if I really want this war. But that don't stop me from believing there's just some things worth fighting for. If I die before you wake, I pray the world would take a good look at what God's given us, that we could only
everything is in his hands. All we need is a little faith and trust. I want you to know it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you wake. Tell everybody that I miss them, and I can't wait to get back home. But until then, I'll serve my country and be proud to wear this uniform. And if I die before you wake, I pray the world will take a good look at what God's given us. That we could only understand everything is in his hands. All we need is a little faith and trust. I want you to know it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you wake. No, if I die before you wake.
Thank you. he spent his life looking up at the sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn, wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Farmer Johnson does a little dance, creeks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle. Kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country, harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me. I read about some squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, man, you're walking on the back inside of me. You're walking on the back inside of me. Running down a way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Build the lights up to the top. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know when to stop. I wake up and right away, her name is on my lips. Watch the memory start to flow. Well, I can't stop with just one sip. Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Build the glass up to the top. I'll start with loving her, but I don't know where to stop. Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Build the glass up to the top. I'll start.
Sitting in a bar, boozing, losing. Some jack-off walks up, cruising for a bruising, popping off and making my old redneck red. He asked my girl she'd like to dance. He had three buddies, so I had no chance. I looked around the room for a friend, and I saw Fred. A quick evaluation of the situation, we entered into a conversation that seemed to last the better part of the next two songs. Now, I didn't say, and they didn't ask, but Fred did two tours over in Iraq, and son, it was over before it was even on. Call a Marine, instead of 911, they're built to improvise, adapt, and overcome. When you're in need,
deep and you're up Schitt's Creek. You've tried everything. Tell you what you do. Call a Marine.
Now my sister's husband didn't love her no more, and he runned off with a skinny little whore and left her sitting around the house with a couple of kids. She just lays around in that moo-moo gown. Old girl put on about 35 pounds. And one day I went over to her house and I said, hey, sis, if you want to fix what troubles you, just ease down the VFW and you'll walk through the door and turn those boys' heads. For most of those boys, it's been a while. Just show a little leg and that Marlboro smile. And if that don't work out for you, girl, ask for Fred. Call a Marine. Instead of 911, they're built to improvise, adapt, and overcome. If you're in knee deep and you're up Schitt's Creek, you've tried everything. Tell you what you do. Call a Marine. Some douchebag rises up and overthrows his government. Diplomacy ain't working, and ammo's all been spent. The world is in a crisis. And the media's a curse. I'll tell you what to do when it goes from bad to worse. Call a Marine. Instead of 911, they're built to improvise, adapt, and overcome. When you're in knee deep and you're up Schitt's Creek, you've tried everything. Tell you what you do. Call a Marine. You can call, call a Marine. Yeah,
strange man walks in holding his gun. He kills somebody and he's on the run. Out the door and into the busy streets. The cops chase him round town for an hour or two. Go back home, he's on the evening news. They tell us it's alright, we got him in custody. Maybe it's me, but I'm scratching my head, wondering why that SOB ain't dead. When everyone knows it's him, why should we wait? It's time we go back to hanging them high. Let's light the torches in the middle of the night. Somewhere along the way, we've gotten way too soft. We don't need a jury when we see what he's done. Just build the gallows and wait for the sun. The vigilantes loaded up with justice for all. If this country still had balls,
tax money pays for nice hot meals for a killer locked up making more appeals so he can get right back out and do it all again. Now I ain't saying that a man can't change, but you can't tell right from wrong these days unless we send a message they won't forget. Hanging them high, let's light the torches in the middle of the night. Somewhere along the way, we've gotten way too soft. We don't need a jury when we see what he's done. Just build the gallows and wait for the sun. Get the vigilantes loaded up with justice for all. If this country still had bombs. I know every man can be redeemed, but if he don't choose to, we better still have plan B. So it's time we go back to hanging them high. Let's light the torches in the middle of the night. Somewhere along the way, we've gotten way too soft. Don't need a jury when we see what he's done. Just build the gallows and wait for the sun. Get the vigilantes loaded up for justice for all. If this country still had bombs. If this country still had bombs.
I said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white, and it ain't real clear. Is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. And times were tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm and a Great Depression. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Oh, and this one here was taken overseas in the middle of hell in 1943. Almost see my breath. That was my tail gunner, old Johnny McGee. He was a high school teacher from New Orleans, and he had my back right through the day we left. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, should have seen it in color. A picture's worth a thousand words, but you can't see what those shades of gray keep covered. You should have seen it in color. This one is my favorite one. This is me and Grandma in the summer sun, all dressed up the day we said our vows. You can't tell here, but it was hot that June. That rose was red and her eyes were blue. And just look at that smile, I was so proud.
That's the story of my life. Right there in black and white. And if it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Yeah, pictures worth a thousand words, but you can't see what those shades of gray keep covered. You should have seen it in color. But you can't see what those shades of gray keep covered. You should have seen it in color.
Well, hello, remember me, I still love you. Oh, gee whiz, gosh, I hope you remember too. Oh, 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 that's a song that they're playing. As we dance, I can hear my heart saying, is a sin. Oh, hello, remember me, I still love you. Oh, gee whiz, gosh, I hope you remember too.
Well, that wasn't quite perfect. I was close. I was 9 minutes over here, but I wanted to get to the last song, so there you go. Okay, it's that time. We'll see what happens here over the weekend. We've got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm sure you can be absolutely assured that I'll be back in here Monday, because I know we're going to have a lot to talk about. So, for those of you out in California, let me check and see if Mountain Shooter's in here by any chance before we go. Let's see. I don't see any Mountain Shooter. I see Tebow and Nan. Okay. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this group of songs I picked out for you. And it just happened to fit pretty good for the weekend. So have a good weekend, and I will, wait a minute, we are not prepared. We have done a terrible thing here. There we go. All right, now we're prepared. I'm out of here. We'll see you guys Monday night. Thanks.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying.
Thanks for joining us.